Welcome to the Sunday Monday Show, a podcast about being bold in faith, work, and life. I'm your host, Jane Kennedy. Let's get down to business. Erica, welcome back to the show. So excited to have you here again.
I'm so excited to be back again for the millionth time.
Well, especially talking about our words of the year, because we have done now, this will be the third episode about our 2023 word of the year, because we did one January of 2023. Can't believe that was last year. Then one in June, or maybe July, which was our halfway point, I think July. Mm-hmm. And then now today, we get to wrap up 2023 and look to 2024. And I love doing these episodes with you, because I think it's just like so, I don't know, I love looking back on the year. And I love, like, you know, I'm a big journaler. And I just like, there's something so fun about reflecting on the year, and doing it with the word of the year is really fun.
I think so too. I think it's a good like little bookmark to the end of the year and the beginning of a new one, a good little check-in point for yourself. And I like that we did the mid-year check-in too, because that was helpful. And yeah, like that, when you say it, it's been three times that we've done this, I'm just like, wow, I'm so proud of you for sticking with your podcast for that long, and for making it what it is for so many people. And I'm just, yeah, I'm really proud of how long you've ran with this.
Thank you so much. Good this job. Is going to be episode, let me check. This is going to be episode 95.
That's incredible. Almost 100.
I know.
Oh my gosh, what are you going to do to celebrate?
Oh, I have some big surprises. One of my friends is conducting, I can't even speak, composing a, like an original opening song for the podcast, which I'm super excited about. We were talking about it this week, and it's going to be really cool. So hopefully that is going to be the 100th episode. And I don't know, maybe I'll do like a little like look back, or I don't know. I feel like you should be on that, because you've been on so many of these.
Well, I am coming to visit you. Maybe we can, you always swindle me into recording with you when I'm present with you. So maybe we can.
Well, because as good something. As this sounds, like it's always nice to be in the same place, you know? Mm-hmm. So I do use that. And your rent for staying with me is is a podcast. Although you could definitely say no, but you never do. And it always ends up being really fun.
It is so fun.
All right. So let's get down to business. No time to waste. let's talk about 2023. So would you mind just reminding listeners, what your word was for 2023? And yeah, maybe like what you kind of expected, or what kind of your initial inspiration was going into it. And then we can talk a little bit about kind of what God did through that word. I know we did meet in the middle of the year, but it feels crazy like where we were a year ago versus where we were in July versus where we are now. It's like, I feel like it's three totally different lives. And
I think so too.
For both of us. So yes, we'll just love like maybe an overview of kind of what you expected and maybe what you learned.
Yeah. Well, I, like you, went back pretty recently and listened to our podcast from a year ago, which that's the first time I've ever really done anything like that. I listen to your podcast, but I don't like go, I listen to the ones I'm on to, but I like don't go back and listen to them usually ever. So it was interesting to like listen to my thought process and yours back a year ago. And I think that's something that's so special about having this podcast, is you can reflect on, you'd have something really tangible to reflect on, where your mental state was and what you were going through, and just like a little, it's just like a little, almost like a time capsule of what was going on then. So I thought that was really fun. But yeah, the word that I had chosen for 2023 was providence. And my kind of thought process into going into the year was that self-reliance is something that I've always struggled with for my whole life. And I just have been feeling, I was feeling God calling me to really surrender to Him more in terms of like all the areas of my life that I was trying to control. And I wanted to embody the word providence I was hoping to really practice releasing that control, especially when things weren't necessarily going my way. And also just like letting God surprise me. That was kind of my intention going in, is I just wanted to see, okay, if I really trust, if I put my money where my mouth is and I trust fully in God and I let Him write the story of what this year is going to look like of my life, what will happen. And that was kind of an exciting but also scary proposition for me, someone who's type A and likes to have a lot of control. But I am so glad that I chose that word. It honestly, and I don't think, I'm not saying this in a superstitious way. I don't think if the word of the year that you choose is necessarily going to determine like the quality of your year, how happy you are, how successful you are, or anything. But I do have to say that 2023 was one of the best years of my life. And I do think that having the word providence as my word of the year and like always coming back to that, having that mindset, really did contribute to making it really great. So I really love the word.
It's a good word. It's a great word. I think that that's, I love what you said about like it's a mindset because I feel that way. Like the reason I love doing a word of the year is because I think it just draws my attention back to it just draws my attention back to like what God is doing. And I think when you have a word like providence or my word was abundance, like you just notice things all the time. Like you'd go to the store and there would be a lot of something that they're usually out of. And I'd be like, abundance. Or, something would happen and people would be sending me something. And I'd be like, it's an abundance. Like it's all these gifts. And I think that there's, it's so hard to like slow down and receive what God does. And so I love that your word and my word were so similar because I think we were able to really share in that special, like, those daily gifts of like, oh wow, like this is providence, this is abundance, which is so good.
Yeah, I do think it makes you, I don't know about you, but I think it makes you much more positive, just not in like a toxic, oh, everything's fine kind of way, but just it does make you see, even when you're going through things that are difficult, like, oh, God's hand is in this. I always was able to come back to that so much easier this year than I have ever been able to do. Just like, oh, this isn't great, but like, I didn't, these things that happened that maybe weren't so great didn't put me into such a negative emotional spiral as maybe they would have in the past, because I had a perspective of like, no, this is like gonna work out well, even if I can't see it right now.
Totally. Yeah. Do you think that's the biggest thing you learned from that word, or do you feel like there were other lessons that you learned kind of in having that word this year?
Well, so many. I think that this year I really focused more on, like I mentioned, like more shifting from a place of self-reliance to like, what does it look like to surrender and to let God have control? So I was more focused on like the on focusing on where God is providing rather than the receiving end of it, I guess. I think I was focused more on like, oh, look, like just notice what God is providing to you. Because I think that's the first step of like living really intentionally and allowing God to write this story. I think the first step is like to acknowledge when he's doing that, and he's doing that always. So I think like the biggest lesson is just like the I just have so much more awareness of God, the role that God is playing in my life constantly, rather than just, when I sit down to make moments for prayer or when I'm at mass and thinking about it actively. I think this word has allowed me to really see God's hand in so many in all of the areas of my life, and yeah, I'm really grateful for that. It was good. Okay, what about you?
Oh
What
my
about you? What
goodness.
was the biggest lesson of abundance? Like, what's your biggest takeaway?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I think I came into the year with this sense of like, not to repeat what we said the last two episodes, but I just think I was kind of living in like kind of a place of fear and scarcity around things. Like if I don't do this now or if I don't take this opportunity, it'll never come again. And just, that can be a really scary way to live your life. And so I really felt like the Lord was calling me to see his abundance in a lot of things. And I think that I was like, oh yeah, sure, like this sounds like a good word. And kind of almost thought it was a little bit too self-serving because I was like, I don't want to be like prosperity gospel abundance thing everywhere, but like I don't know, I think that he was really inviting me to trust him in a similar way to you. I feel like our words always have like satellite words, and I think with abundance, a big satellite word was providence for me, which was so cool.
Same for me. Like your word was a satellite word for mine.
Yeah, totally. And yeah, just I think I kind of came into the year, hoping for that abundance, and I was kind of coming out of this like really difficult season. I mean, it was a difficult season for probably the first half of the year. And I just like, I feel like I could just see him moving. And so when I was thinking about this podcast and like how I would look back on the year, like I think that there were kind of these three big seasons of abundance that happened through 2023. And the first one was like the first 6 months of the year. So the first 6 months of the year, I was in New York City finishing my graduate program. I went on a bunch of trips. I went to South Africa and Florida, and I went with you to London, and I went to Colombia, and like it just kind of was a season of abundance of like activity almost. Like I was always busy. There was always something happening. I had this like big birthday party and like graduation and all these things. And I kind of knew I was leaving New York, so there was just like a lot happening. And it was really good. Like I was very surrounded by good people. But there was also kind of just this like constant energy. And I was like going to holy hours every day and daily mass every day, and just like there was just a lot happening. It was very busy. And then in June, I moved back home to live with my family for the summer. And it was as if like everything went from like 100 miles an hour to zero, maybe 10. And I was like out of this big city. I was kind of, my life was a lot slower. And all of a sudden, it was just like me, myself, my thoughts, and Jesus. And it was like, that kind of felt like this abundance of rest almost. And I learned a lot about like just how hard it is for me to rest and how much during that season all I wanted to do was jump into the next one. And like I was at home and spending all this great time with friends and traveling around California. Like it was amazing. But I just felt like everything was paused almost, and I just wanted to get out of it. And I was like, I just want to move to DC. I just want to start my job. Like I was so uncomfortable. But I think God really wanted me to have that abundance of time of rest. So that like there were a lot of things like I needed to kind of heal through. There were a lot of things I still needed to pray through. Like there was just a lot of untangling that had to be done. And I think if I hadn't had those months, it would have been, I would have just carried a lot of that baggage to the next season, you know? And then the third season was kind of was this season of truly like I think just providence. Moving to DC, I very quickly realized that like I had a vision for it, and I had an idea of what it would look like, and I had a lot of expectations. And kind of one by one, they all fell apart. I was left kind of by myself to say, like, okay, God, like I thought I knew what this was going to look like. I don't, you do. And so I surrender it to you, and it's yours. And I need you to make me friends. I need you to build me a social life. I need you to provide in my job because I am so powerless. And it was like everything changed, and I just started to meet the most amazing people. My job got wonderful. I began to build a really beautiful community here, and it was just like this whole season of me seeing like as a planner, as someone who's always like wanted to know what's next and what I need to do, and you know, I like to have steps. It just was like, you know, I'm here. God called me to be here, and He wants to provide. And just like the delight I've been able to have, in like the last 4 months of the year, of just like His providence has been so good. And Erica and I had a call in like October. It might have been October. And in this call, Erica was like, "This has been the best year of my life." And because I have to make everything about myself, I started bawling on the phone because I was like, this has been an awful, awful year. Like it hadn't, but in that moment, like I was in that downswing of being in DC where I just like was so frustrated and just felt really overwhelmed. And then in December, I was looking back on that phone call and I'm like, you know what? I actually do think that 2023 was the best year of my life because of how it
Wow.
ended. And like because the swing of just like I mean, I feel like God and I went through so much this year, and He took me through so much, and I learned about so much of myself and like how little I can do without Him. But yeah, I'm sorry for that time I cried on the phone.
That's
And
okay. I was, even as I was saying it, I was like, and I know that's hard to hear if it hasn't been the best year of your life. So if you're listening as a listener and it has not been a great year for you, then
that's okay. Just
don't
let the
take
Lord redeem it.
offense. You know, and I've had like really, I still like know the years in my head that I marked in my mind as like those were the worst years. They're not, usually they're not consecutive. You don't usually go, at least in my experience, I haven't had like two really terrible years in a row. So if you have had a really terrible year, then probably this one will be fine.
It's looking up. It's looking up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Oh,
it's
I
so
love
funny
that you
how.
have those, like that perspective of three different kind of chunks of the year. That's such a, and I can totally see that, like having been going through it with you and like being a witness to it. But I like that you've framed it that way, because I think it's, I can totally see those seasons of, yeah, the Lord providing so abundantly for you in each of those seasons, but in such radically different ways, really.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and in ways that I didn't know like I needed. Like I would not have chosen a season of rest probably, but yeah, it was like in the springtime everybody was talking about like, "Oh, this summer I'm going to go to Europe for 2 months, or I'm going to go do this or that." And like I was like, "I'll go do the Camino for a month." And I had this one night where like I spent a couple hours like researching what it would be to do the Camino and was like, "I'm going to go do it." And I closed my laptop and I just started to cry on my couch and I was like, I just want to go home. Like, I just want to go home. I don't want to go do all these things. And like, that's so unlike me. Like, I am the person who's like, of course I'm going to go to Spain and do all this stuff. And like, so there was something I think deep within me that knew I needed a break and I needed time with my family. And I'm so glad I did that. But I think it was also, yeah, like you can, it really showed me that like you can follow and be obedient to what God is calling you to. And it might not like feel good all the time. You know, like I knew he was calling me to rest. And when I first moved here, I knew he was calling me to DC, but it was like an achy first month or so. Like it just was really hard. So much so that I was like, God, why am I here? Why did you do this to me? Like, why did you call me here? This is crazy. And like, yeah, so I agree with Erica. Like, if you're in a season where you are just like questioning where he's brought you, like he'll if he brought you there, he's gonna provide for you. But yeah, you don't see all of that from where you are. You just it's just in looking back that I think I have the perspective of like all of those seasons were necessary.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I can relate. Yeah, because I'll say like the things that God provided for me. Well, he provided so many amazing things, amazing experiences, amazing friendships, like just amazing things. But also like there he provided some challenges that didn't feel good to go through. And but yeah, like I was saying at the beginning of this podcast episode, like I think because of Providence being my word of the year, I was able to see even through the challenges, like this doesn't feel good while I'm going through, but it'll make sense eventually, hopefully.
Totally. Yeah. And I think also my newsletter was about this last week, but there was this quote that's like, God spoke to me in flowers, but I who was waiting on words almost missed the conversation. And I think that
Yes.
like if I look at this year, it was totally that. Like over and over again, I was like, God, I need you to answer this prayer. And then he would answer something over, you know, on the other side. And I'd be like, well, I didn't particularly ask for that. But then like in hindsight, that was exactly what I needed, you know? And I'm really grateful for I think the awareness of just like every day being like, God, where are you moving? And how can I be grateful for your providence? Even and especially when it's like different than what I wanted, you know? Because it's
Yes.
so tempting to get super duper hyper fixated on that one thing you want, whether it's like a house or a job or a person or, you know, a career or a calling or whatever that is, like to spend all of our time focused on that thing, you miss like everything else God is calling you to do. And I read a lot of good books this year too, which I think maybe we should talk about some of the books we read for our words. But one of the ones I was looking at last night is Jacques Philippe's, and I think it's The Way of Trust and Love. Maybe.
Sounds
But in
right.
it, yeah, it does sound right. But in it, he talks about like when you're enduring a trial or something is difficult, like instead of asking why, ask how. Like, how is God calling you to live in this? Because so often when we sit there and we're like, why is this happening to me? I'm a good person. Like, why? What that does is it like, how is God supposed to respond to that? You know, so often he doesn't tell us why. But when we're sitting there saying, like, how are you calling me to live? In kind of the ache or in the space of, you know, these desires, like, how are you calling me to live? Then, you know, I've just seen so much of my life expand, by asking that question instead of the like, why me?
Good. Good to
But
hear.
we read good books. We read Abandonment to Divine Providence, I think both of us.
Yeah, we both read that. That was so good. I will reread that. It was so good.
We both
That
read
was
Uniformly.
recommended to, I think you had already heard of it, but when we visited Santa Barbara together this
Yes.
year, Emily and Ryan, had that book and pulled it out, and I was like, okay, we're gonna order that.
Yeah, and it's so good. It's just so yeah, it's so sanctifying to be like how like what are the little things I'm still clutching on to and I'm like not abandoning to God, because if I abandon it all to him, and I think that for both you and I and probably a lot of people listening, like there's almost a security and safety that's found in like taking care of ourselves and being like, I'm gonna get this done, I'm gonna do this. But if I look at my life, all of the greatest things that have happened have been gifts, like totally freely given by God.
Yeah, and
And
another thing
yeah.
I'll say about that, sorry to interrupt you, but before I forget this, another thing I'll say about that is like, you and I have talked a lot about this year. You have to, if you're gonna choose a word like providence or abundance as your word of the year, you have to like make space for God to provide for you. You have to put yourself in positions where you are allowing him to provide for you. And I think that's maybe like the biggest thing I've learned this year is like, you can't, he's not gonna, I mean, a lot of Christians will say things like this. It's kind of cliche, but like if your hands are full, where's the space for God to provide anything for you
Totally.
know?
Yeah.
In addition to like not needing to control what and when he's providing it.
Yeah. 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 And it's hard because I think that, like, so much of the abundance really was having to be like, okay, I have like nothing here, or I have very little to give you. And what can you do with that? And that's why I loved like the miracles, the wedding feast at Cana and the loaves and fishes, because in all of those things, there was a something like it. Jesus didn't make something out of nothing, right? Like the people had to bring him something. They had to bring him the water. They had to bring him the 2 loaves and the 5 fish. Five loaves, 2 fish, one
There we
of
go.
those. And from that he made something. And so that was another reminder to me, was like God wants to work abundantly in my life, but like he can't do that if he has nothing to work with. And so what am I willing to give him, whether that's my time or my money or my like prayer, like what can I give him so he can provide
Or your
to me?
trust, you know,
Oh,
like
yeah.
your trust in stepping out in faith where he's calling you, I think is another big
Yes.
one. Like I've really seen him provide when that's the biggest moment where I've seen God provide for me this year is when like I've felt him calling me to act and I'm like, I can't do that. But I just like take the next step anyway. And then the net has just been appearing. It's been really cool. And that has like been so valuable to my faith journey in general and my relationship with the Lord because I'm learning that's how trust is built. It's like you have to trust isn't just built by sitting and saying, okay, like I think Jesus, I trust in you and practicing like, you know, communicating that to him. And I do think that there's value in that. But I think ultimately, trust, at least if you look at our human relationships, trust is built between people by you first have to like test the waters. You have to put yourself out there a little bit to see is this person going to respond in a way that shows that I can trust them with my heart or with whatever I'm trusting them with. And so, yeah, if you don't take any action to allow God to, you know, show up for you, then I think it's harder to, you're kind of just trusting God in theory. And to trust him in action looks like, okay, I don't know how this is going to work out, but like I'm going to take the action that I know you're calling me to, even though I don't feel like I have the ingredients to complete this task or to, you know, make this successful, whatever that is in your life.
Yeah, it's like doing a trust fall. You know, you have to fall back and
Exactly.
then let the person catch you. Yeah, I think that one moment.
A little cough. We're both getting over some sicknesses. God provided me with the flu and then 3 days of health and then a COVID also. So
Yeah,
thank you, God.
apologies for my insanely nasally voice, everyone. We just had to get this podcast done. Yes, it's the beginning of the year sickness. I think exactly what you're saying. But for a long time, I think I really thought like acting God will act, like it meant doing things I didn't want to do. Like, for example, it meant like if I don't go to this young adult happy hour, I will never meet my husband. Or if I do not go to, you know, this event that I do not want to go to, then like I will have no friends. Like, that was how I used to think. Honestly, very recent, like, you know, I think this year, this has been a lesson I've learned, is like, God is not sitting here saying, like, with a clipboard, being like, Jane went to this event. She didn't go to that one. She went to this adoration, not that one. And like, oops, she missed the person, or she missed this new friend she was going to make. Like, the craziest experiences of abundance and providence that happened this year were truly out of me going to things and doing things that I like wanted to do. And like, you know, I joined this run club, which I really wanted to join. And it's something that's brought me joy. And I've made amazing friends in it. Like, you know, it was pouring rain one day and I went to mass and like ran into this person that I would never have run into otherwise. And like little things like that have happened so much that I just have had to finally realize, like, oh God, like you're so much bigger than me. And like, I've been so convinced for so long that I can screw everything up on my own. And like, we can't. Like, I mean, we could if we, you know, ran from him, but like, as long as we're open to him and as long as we like give him what we have, like, I think I found so much joy this, like, in coming back to DC and being like, okay, these are the people I want to hang out with. These are the things I want to be doing. And like, I have seen him provide for me in just the most spectacular ways in that, which has been really good.
Yeah. Can I ask some questions? I
Sure.
want to ask because I just feel like this is a conversation and I have questions about that to follow up. What do you think, like, how is your life different from a year ago, especially through the lens of abundance?
Oh my gosh. My life is so different from a year ago. Oh wow. Yeah. I think I have never been in a place of such trust in God because I've seen him provide when I like opened my hands. And I can give some examples. So in my job, I came to work and my colleagues had spent the whole summer before coming back, like reaching out to partners, reaching out to people to make sure that they would be staffed when they got into the office. And I was just like, it was my summer of rest and I didn't want to do that. And I didn't. And I got to work and I just prayed like through the summer. I was like, God, please help me find a good project. Please like take care of me. I trust you can do that. And I got to work and like day two, sent a Slack message to this partner I'd worked with in the past. And he was like, hey, I have a project starting. Do you want to do it? And it just was like, oh, like I could have spent the summer so worried about what I was going to do and what the project was going to be and if I'd be traveling, et cetera. And like I ended up on an amazing project that he provided for me. And then I think again, coming into DC, just being like, my hands are open. I have some friends, but not really that many. And I especially like, I'm looking for Catholic friends because I don't, you know, I need a Bible study and all these things. And like, just showing up to things and being friendly to people and yeah, just trusting that he would help me meet the right people at the right time has just been so good. And you know, I've been really fortunate everywhere I've lived to just have really good friends. Like really, when I lived here before, I had great friends. I lived in New York, I had great friends. San Francisco, I had great friends. Like college, I had great friends. And like, I don't know. I think I maybe had like used up all my luck when I got here. And I was like, there can't possibly be more great people out there for me to meet, right? Like I've met them all. And it's just like, okay, here's another more concrete example. I flew into DC on Thursday night, so a few nights ago at midnight. And historically, when I would come back to a city after being gone, I would spend a few days before I came back texting everyone to remind them I was coming back so that I had social plans. Cause I was like, well, I can't just come back. I'll have no plans. So I have to like, start, spreading the word that I'm coming back. So I get invited to stuff. And I land at midnight. I wake up the next morning at 6. I go to to my run club and on like 3 hours of sleep. And I get there and my friends are like, oh, like I'm going to this party tonight. You should really come. I want you to meet my friend. Oh, tomorrow we're going to go to the National Gallery. We're going to do paint, like this paint thing. You should come. Oh, you're moving next weekend? Well, he and I and him and all four of us are available all day. We're going to like move
Oh
your
my
stuff.
gosh.
Oh, like you want to go to IKEA next weekend? We'll take you to IKEA. You want to go to Costco? I have a membership. Like I asked for none of this. And it was just all of a sudden like, Jane's moving. Who can help? And like, hey, like, what are you doing this weekend? And then that night, again, I'm sick. So I got home from work and like collapsed into my bed. And then I got a call from my friend being like, hey, are you coming to this party? Like, I'll come get you if you want to come. And I was like, I'm tired. I can't go. But like, I almost cried because it just was like the gift of having like people invite you into things and like think of you. Oh my gosh, like there's nothing more special than being like, oh, someone thought of me and like all these people want to help me move, which is like the worst activity, the worst thing.
I can attest.
Nobody wants to do that. And I just was like, I don't know. I just that those are places of abundance, right? Like just feeling like the Lord loving you through people. Hopefully that answers your
So
question.
good. Oh, it does in abundance.
Oh, it's not the word anymore. Just
Oh,
kidding.
sorry,
No,
sorry.
I'm keeping abundance forever. Like if I could live abundance for the rest of my life, and
You
we can in
can, you can.
Jesus. I'm never letting
Yeah.
this one go.
Yeah, don't let it
Yeah.
go.
Yeah.
So good.
Do you have any like specific examples of providence you'd like to share? No
Oh
pressure.
my gosh. Oh, I was reflecting on this and I have too many examples. Like I
Yeah.
could make a whole episode about here's the
We could do a
list of what
series
God
on here's all
provided.
the things we've gotten this year that,
Yes.
yeah, for
Oh
sure.
my gosh. I think like the most obvious one though is like from the outside anyway, is that I moved to a new apartment and just some background, like pretty much since right before COVID, I was living with my parents here back in San Diego. I moved back here from after working in the Bay Area for Focus, and that was a whole journey. But basically, to keep it to the living situation, I loved living with my parents. We have such an amazing relationship. My sister and her husband and my nephew live close, and we just have like a lot of family around here that we're all very close, and so it's nice to be around them. I was definitely saving a lot of money on rent, and I, was a little bit insecure about living with my parents at first, and but really prayed about it a lot, like constantly, and was like, it's really the only thing that makes me uncomfortable about living with my parents is what maybe other people would think about it from the outside. Because I'm an adult and like there's some taboo, especially in the United States. This is a very Western thing. I don't think that other cultures, especially like having lived in Italy and stuff, my Italian teacher, she was 36 years old at the time and living with her parents. And like, that's just so normal to live with your family. But I had so much kind of like, I don't know, shame about it originally. I also am living in the reality of a very expensive city in California. And like, that was the price I was kind of comfortable with paying to be close to my family. Just like, who cares? And also, I realized a lot of my friends over the years have moved to San Diego from other places. And we talk about it now, and it's like, yeah, if people were judging you for living with your parents, it's because they were jealous. Like, they were paying astronomical rent and having to live with a bunch of roommates, and like, they were probably jealous of you. But, anyways, even if they weren't and you want to be snooty about that and think it's bad to live with your parents, that's fine, that's your prerogative. But anyways, I had no issues with it. I always prayed though to God, like, I know that this is not forever. I'm gonna enjoy the heck out of living with my parents, spending as much time with them as I can during this season of life. And then when you want me to move on, like, please make that clear and don't let it be for a reason of I like knew God wasn't gonna call me to move out of my parents' house because of shame about living there. You know,
Totally.
that would be silly.
Yeah.
Like, to please the opinions of other people that maybe even are not their opinions, just they're in my head, you know? So when I basically got to go on an amazing trip to Europe, for 3 weeks back in end of April, beginning of May, which that in itself was a huge providential. Everything about that was so providential. I got to stay with your and mine mutual friend, really your friend that I stole, named Harlene, who was living in Dublin when I was there by myself, and just all the stuff. It was so incredible, like one of the best trips of my life. I got to see meet up with you in London, like spend go back to Florence where I used to live with my parents, show them all around. Anyways, while I was there, while I was in Rome, like during the first week of our trip, I was in mass in at an English speaking actually church that we had found. And I remember sitting in the pew or kneeling in the pew after I had received the Eucharist. And it was so random, but I just like got this feeling like it's time to move out. And I was like, I felt peace about it. But then, of course, the fear came in of like, oh, well, how is that going to work? I felt kind of like, like the Virgin Mary a little bit about like when Gabriel came to her and said, you're going to have Jesus. Like, I was trying to adopt that attitude anyway of like, okay, this is a clear, I feel like this is a very clear message from you, but like, I'm not really sure how it's going to happen. But I started on the trip actually vocalizing it to my parents and testing the waters and seeing how they felt about it. And we were like, okay, yes. Don't know how this is going to happen. Anyway, got back to the United States after those blissful 3 weeks. And in the past, I have an aunt and uncle who live close by, who live 3 months, or sorry, 6 months of the year here in San Diego and 6 months in McCall, Idaho. And they split it three and three and three and three. So they do like quarterly. And I had house sat for them in the past, literally like a day, 2 days after I had moved back, not moved, gotten back from my vacation. My aunt called me and said, "Hey, do you want a house sit for us again this summer? We're going to be gone for 3 months." I was like, "Okay, sure." I was like, "This will be the perfect runway to find an apartment." So I got to live at my aunt and uncle's house, beautiful house in Carlsbad, California, with a pool like all summer. Got to have friends over. Jane visited.
So fun.
It was so fun. It was just like so nice. And then I was trying to, look for apartments during that time. If anyone has ever looked for an apartment, you probably know you don't find it until literally like the week before you're moving. But of course, I was looking for all those 3 months. Where am I going to live? Stressing out about it. And then really having to dial it back and be like, okay, no, Providence is your word. Like, it's going to happen. God has you feel if God is truly calling you to this, he's going to provide a way for it to happen. And then, of course, worrying about the finances of it all and how's this going to work? And of course, he just took care of all of it. And I like remember praying, especially as I was getting closer to the time when I was moving out of my aunt and uncle's house and like needing to find a place. I remember praying, God, like I want this apartment situation to be like, I want it to come to fruition in a way that is just like so clearly you, like your hand. Not mine, not me trying to force anything. Like, I want to live where you want me to live. So just please provide the place and like make it so clear that it's your will and that it couldn't basically be done in any other way besides through you. And I really think that he showed up with that because the apartment that I'm currently in, that I moved into is my cousin's girlfriend was actually living in this exact apartment unit before I was, and she happened to be moving out the same month that I was looking for an apartment to move in. And basically I was able to take over here without them raising the rent on me or anything. And it's just so lovely. And it's so close to the beach, which the Lord knows I love. And yeah, it's just been so fun. And like I'm still very close to all my family here. And I get to see them all the time still. But it's like a cool, fun new chapter. And it's been so fun to like, I don't know, just okay, God, you wanted this, and now I'm like living it. It's so cool.
It's so good. Well, and it's like so beautiful because I think, again, it's that example of like, we can look back and we can see that he was preparing. Like, he couldn't have given you this apartment any earlier because your cousin's girlfriend was there, you know? And like, I just think that like, one of the best ways to live in trust is remembrance. And like, now, this is something that I think we can both look at and be like, okay, God, like, provided this, or like, having that remembrance, because we are so quick to forget and to like minimize these experiences. And like, he totally provided for you. And I'm staring at your apartment. It's gorgeous. I can't wait to come and move in.
Yes, please come.
Especially in these chilly, chilly DC months, I would love to come to San Diego. But that's so good. And I think too, though, being so focused on like, I want God to like provide this, like, he wants to, he is such a good father. He always wants to provide for us. And it's like the words of the surrender novena. It's like we're like a little child who asks their mother to take care of something and then gets in their way. And how many times I've gotten in his way, when he wants to take care of her,
Yes. Yeah. So thank you, God. I like it.
Thank you, God. Yeah, he always provides. It's so good. Okay. Any other reflections on this past year? I would recommend the word abundance to anyone. I really would.
Yes. I was going to ask you that if you would recommend this word. And yes, I would also stamp of approval on Providence. What would you say to anyone who's considering choosing the word abundance for their word of the year? Any advice you have for them?
Yeah, I would say that it's gonna look different than you think it might. I think that I probably came into it being like, I want an abundance of joy and an abundance of like healing and an abundance of, I don't know. There were just a lot of specific things. I was like, this is where I want the abundance. And like, I think God knew that what I really needed was like an abundance of friends and an abundance of like good work and an abundance of like, I don't know, just like really joyful moments and like healing moments too. So yeah, I would say that like it's a great word and there will be abundances of of things that, don't feel great at the time. But like ultimately they're always for your good. So I would recommend it. What would you say to someone thinking about Providence?
I would say you're about to have the best year of your life. No, I'm just
It's
kidding.
true.
I would say, yeah, focus on like the first step of just like allowing God. Like, where specifically is God asking you to surrender those places of your life that you feel so grasped tightly to and like that you're controlling? And really just, focus on trying to release that to him, because he's going to do such great things with it. It's like things that you can't imagine. And of course, it's like that's the exciting part of allowing God to provide for you, is like you don't get to say what it is. You have to like trust that his story or what he wants for you is the best version of your life. Like is the ultimate is for your ultimate good. And so yeah, just like that's what I would say, is just make room for him to
Make
provide for
room.
you.
I love
Let him
that.
surprise you. It's like
Oh,
it's really nice. It's
I
some might
so
say
agree.
fun.
Oh my gosh, what a segue. Yes. Okay, so we highly recommend those words. And now we get to announce our words for 2024. I don't know Erica's because she doesn't tell me until we do this.
How I want your authentic reaction. Like, I don't want,
Okay, you'll get my
yeah,
very
any.
authentic reaction here. Do you want to go first in announcing your word?
No, I want you to go because actually, my word, like the selection, I know we're going to talk about how we chose our words, and I
Yeah.
chose my word. Actually, there's like a lead up story that is dependent on the choosing of your word. So.
Okay. Sure. So, I announced my word in probably June or July. If you've been an avid listener of this podcast, you have known it for a while. But on my episode with I think I shared it on my episode with Emily on patience. But yeah, so over the summer, during my summer of rest, instead of resting, I was getting very anxious and worried and trying to kind of control and predict a lot of stuff that I wanted to happen when I got to DC. And so I was talking to a friend of mine and I was kind of laying out, like, yeah, I'm really like stressed about this and worried about this and trying to figure all these things out. And she said to me, Jane, like, are you having fun? Like, Jesus wants you to have fun. And it was the most, like, just, I don't know, like, it just shocked me a little bit because I was like, huh, no, I'm not having fun. And he's like, you have an amazing job. You're moving back to a city you love. You just had this great experience of school in New York. Like, you have so much ahead of you. Like, why aren't you just having fun and letting Jesus take care of you? And it was something that really hit me clearly. And yeah, then I was watching a lot of The Chosen with Erica because she loves it and I love it too now. But you just like Jesus has this little smile on his face. And like no matter what they're doing, no matter what's going on, there's just kind of this like lightness to him of just like, hey, like this is fun, like this is like, and I think that like fun also kind of, I mentioned satellite words earlier, but like when I think of fun, I think of like a child like on a play structure. And like if you go to a play structure and you see a kid playing, like they're jumping around, they're going on the monkey bars, and like they're having a great time because they know that their parents are right there. And like if they fall and if they need to get, bandaged up, or if something dangerous comes close to the playground, like the parents are watching. And like we can't have fun unless we trust that someone is taking care of us and unless we have the freedom to have fun. And I think it also ties in with leisure and rest, which are things I'm trying to kind of embrace a bit more this year, is to like do fun things because fun is like an ultimate form of leisure. So anyway, I was kind of then thinking, okay, well, maybe my word should be freedom or childlike or good shepherd or something along those lines. And because I was thinking of like baby lambs, jumping around the pasture and a good shepherd keeping the wolves away. Okay, so I woke up on a Friday morning and I said, God, I would love for you to just tell me what you want the word to be and I will receive it. And that night, my friend came into town and she brought me a Christmas present. And I opened it up and she had made me a French bracelet that said fun on it. And she said, I remember you saying that you really liked this word. And so I made you a bracelet with it on it. I was like, okie dokie, that's the word. So yeah, my word for 2024 is fun.
I love it. I'm so excited to, I mean, you're already so fun, as we
Thank
know,
you. My family has made, they're like, oh my gosh, only an unfun person would pick the word fun. Like, and that just shows how I'm like, I'm fun. But like, again, it's with abundance. Like, it's like a reminder of like, oh wait, like, am I taking this too seriously? Like, or can I have a little bit more fun with it, you know?
Oh my gosh, I just realized something tragic. You don't watch SpongeBob or haven't watched SpongeBob, and you don't know the fun song from
I definitely think I
SpongeBob.
know the fun song. Can you sing it for me?
F is for friends who do
Do
stuff
stuff
together.
together.
U is for
Is for
you and me.
N
N is for
is for
anyone at any
anyone,
time at
anytime, and
all down
always.
here. I guess it's
Anything was
anywhere.
you.
Yeah,
Anywhere,
in deep sea.
anytime, and always.
Anywhere at any time at all down here in the deep blue sea. Okay, sorry
Okay,
everyone, I
good.
ruined that, but you know, there you go. That's gonna be
Okay.
your theme song for the year. Just sing
Please,
it.
no. Can I please have like something by like the band Fun or
No, if I had it, if we
Funky
still were
Town?
like in old school days and we had like the ringtones that you could set for each person who calls you, that would be yours for me.
Oh yikes. SpongeBob is fine. I just was not a SpongeBob kid. Yeah, I'm
So,
really
so
excited about it.
sad.
I think that like there's also, before you share your word, I'm going to share a couple quotes about fun because these are things
Please
I found.
do.
I found this one in because again, I've had 6 months to prepare for this word. But I had no fun leading up to this. I was like, no fun until 2024. Just kidding. C.S. Lewis writes about it in the Screwtape Letters. So in this, he's writing from one demon to another, warning of the dangers of fun. And he said this: fun is closely related to joy, a sort of emotional froth arising from the play instinct. It is very little use to us. It can sometimes be used, of course, to divert humans from something else which the enemy would like them to be doing or feeling. But in itself, it has wholly undesirable tendencies. It promotes charity, courage, contentment, and many other evils. And I love that because courage was my word last year. So I was like, yeah, I would love to have more charity, courage, and contentment. And yes, there's just anyway, I have some other ones, but I'll share them as we go through the year. But yeah, I just think that there's like a great, I think that it's like kind of like a resistance, you know, like having fun is a resistance to the world that's telling us that we like everything we do has to like earn something or win something or achieve something. And we can just have fun for fun's sake.
Yes, we can. I'm so excited for you to have that word. I think I'm going to adopt it as my, one of my satellite words.
I love that. Okay, speaking of which, Erica, can you please tell us what your word of the year is? I'm so
Okay,
excited.
you're going to laugh.
I hope so.
Okay, don't get too excited, people. My word of the year for 2024 is Providence again.
I knew you were gonna do it again. Yes, because you said to me like 4 months ago, you're like, I might do Providence again. And I was like, I actually would, I yeah, I love it.
Okay, and I will tell you the story, the backstory of all the
Please do.
anxiety and turmoil that went into me deciding my word of
Love
the year, which
that.
really isn't that big of a deal.
We make it a big deal, but it's really not that big of a
Yes.
deal.
Okay, so I had been thinking, and when I went back and you recommended Jane that I go back and listen to our episode from beginning of 2023 when we first chose these words, and so I did. And I had already been kind of thinking like, wow, I really like this word. Like, I don't feel done with it. But that's so lame. Like, if I just keep the same word 2 years in a row, like, who does that? Like, that's just against
My
the
mom did that
rules.
last year, so you're in
Oh, okay.
good.
Well, she's a trendsetter. So, but I was like, oh, that's gonna be like lame for the podcast, and like, it's just gonna be lame. If I choose Providence again, that's just dumb. Like, we need to freshen it up. But then I went back and listened to our podcast from last year, and I even said in that podcast episode, I could see myself having this word for several years because it's something I really feel like I need to untangle a lot and work on. And I was like, well, she knew back then. But then I was like, then what happened was you texted me the picture of your bracelet that said fun. And I was like, dang it, God. Like, going back to earlier in our conversation today when we were talking about how, like, you want to control how God even shows up for you, like how he talks to you, when he talks to you. We make these like 20 minutes of silent time and be like, okay, God, talk to me now.
Yeah, this is I'm available.
Yeah. I was like, oh, God, you showed up like that for Jane. And like, I just am loosey goosey, like picking something that I think maybe you want me to pick. It just feels like way less clear. You must love her more than me, all this stuff. I was just like, I want that level of clarity too. So I'm going to pray intentionally for it. Like, I want the clarity. So then a week and a half goes by and nothing happens. And I'm just like, oh, this is dumb. And so then I go to my Bible study where I have some very holy friends. And we were talking, we went through the Read of God study during Advent,
So
which is
good.
basically just reading the Read of God. The Biding Together podcast actually did that during Advent too. So we were just following along. And we were talking specifically about this, but this idea of like, yeah, setting aside like 20 minutes of your day and being like, okay, and then like just closing yourself off the rest of the day, not paying attention to how God is speaking to you and saying like, this is the only way I'm going to allow God to speak to me is like through my prayer. And I was like, just reminded of like, oh yeah, I've been doing that because so I just told them, I was like, oh, I've been doing this with my word of the year. It sounds so silly, but like, that's been consuming my prayer. I just like only want. I don't want to pray about anything else. Like, I just want my word of the year and I want it to be clear. And I've just been telling God, like, you gotta provide for me. You gotta provide this word. But then I was like, you know, but this study, like, this is making me realize, like, yeah, I like just need to be open to however God wants to speak to me. And like, just because it wasn't clear, like, I still feel like I had been at that point juggling back and forth between sticking with the word providence and going with a new word, which was steward. And I don't like the way that steward sounds because it sounds like the word Stuart, the name Stuart.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
I don't like the way it sounds either, but I
it
like
just
the
didn't
meaning.
sound good. Yes, I like the meaning, but I was going back and forth with that. And so then I was just like opening up to them about like, oh yeah, like I just need to be less picky about, putting God in this box and letting him just provide for me. And as I'm saying this, as I'm complaining about God not telling me my word of the year in a clear enough way, my friend who was hosting had like music on the TV that basically plays the album artwork and it shows you the name of the song or whatever. And I was like, oh my gosh.
You're kidding.
I'm holding up my phone. I took a picture of it. This album comes up. The album, I guess the artist is called Providence. What the heck? I feel like
Insane.
you should put this somewhere where people can see it
I
on your
will. I will. I
Instagram
will.
story.
Yeah.
And like the title of the song is How Long, How Long. The music was so low I couldn't hear it. So like I didn't even realize there was music playing. I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, as I was talking about this and complaining about how God doesn't speak to me clear enough, it says Providence on the TV. Like he does love me.
Finally, I know now. That's so
So I just
wild.
was like,
Wow.
and I was like, oh, this song title is How Long, How Long. Like, how long do you have to keep this word as your word before
I
you get it
love
through your
it.
head? So I just was like, oh my gosh, okay, that's the word then, I guess.
Wow. I love
So
that so much. That's so
good.
cool. Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. I think that there's, I don't know, I feel like for a long time I was very much like told like don't test God and like don't push him to do things. But like I also think that there is something okay with saying like, hey God, like who do you want me to reach out to you today? Can you make it clear like if you want me to do take this opportunity or not? Like, like if there's something good, like because it's intimacy, it's a relationship, right? Like if you were dating somebody, you'd want to be able to be like, hey, like it means a lot to me when you like get me flowers or when you cook me a meal. Like, he wants to provide for us. That is the ultimate providence, right?
Yes. And I just learned so much also just through that experience. Like something else I needed to learn about Providence is like, it's not this, we're so used to, everyone is so used to instant gratification in our culture and like
Yes.
me included. And I wanted the answer then. Like I wanted it the next day. Like you got it very soon. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But I just feel like just in receiving that little Providence sign on the TV, I like felt like, God, you and I, like, you just know me so well. And like, the way that you communicate to me and the way that our relationship is just makes me giggle sometimes because it's like, you just like know what's going to delight me. Like, you just speak so directly to my heart in ways. And a lot of times it's so quiet and it's so like, but it's because you want me to be quiet and like make time to listen to you. You know, like everything is so intentional the way that God talks to us and speaks to us in such a unique and individual one-on-one kind of way. So I just
Totally.
love it.
Yeah, delight was, I almost chose the word delight because of that, because of the number of times this year that like he has done something like the number of times I've been like, oh my gosh, please, like I don't want to see this person or I don't want to like, I don't want to go to this thing or whatever. And then like he like makes it happen, but in the silliest of ways. And I'm like, oh, okay, like I didn't die. That was fine. Like it just, he just, his sense of humor, I think, is And again, something I saw in The Chosen, like Jesus's sense of humor. He's just like, it's like always out of love too. It's not like mean humor. It's always just like, hey, I got you know? And like, I
Yeah.
know what you need. And I love that. Wow, that's so
Yes.
good.
I
Oh, I'm excited
know.
for your year of Providence 2.0.
Me too. I know. And yeah, so like I feel like going back to what we were talking about before at the beginning of this podcast, like what it's done for me this year, I feel like it is going to be a little bit different. And the reason I almost chose the word steward is because I like was realizing, God, you're providing so abundantly for me that I don't have enough arms to like
Yeah.
carry it all. And I feel like a lot of the gifts that you're giving me, I'm not really doing enough with. Which like not doing enough is not the right phrase because that's just negative, but I just felt like, yeah, I feel so blessed by everything that you're doing in my life, but I like don't have the framework right now to take care of the things that you're giving me and to capitalize on them. And I was trying to think of a word that would, encompass that, but then I just came back to Providence, like, yeah, 2.0, because it's like, okay, now focus on yeah, being a good steward of those gifts and like, but not just stewarding, like just receiving. And I didn't want to choose receive and steward and all this stuff. I just want to choose providence. I just want to choose like, there's different aspects of that word that I can focus on this year that is more about like, I don't want to take my eyes off of him and put him onto me and like focus back on what I'm doing. That was the danger, I think, of me choosing steward as a word, because then it's like, what now can I control about this? I don't want to focus more on like what I need to do on the receiving end of providence necessarily. Like, I don't want to take my eyes off of God, like I was saying. I want to still focus on allowing him to provide, and then also just do a better job of like intentionally receiving those gifts, I guess. And then not just being like, "Hey, thanks," but like opening the gift and
Yeah.
fully appreciating it, if that makes sense.
I love that. Yeah. I think the other thing you just said that has really resonated with me this year or in the past year and is something I want to carry is like God's timing versus our like instant gratification. Like a lot of people that I met in this fall, like our friendships have been like slow burn almost. And like I think that that's like a gift I've become a lot more grateful for is like, oh, you know, sometimes it takes a while to like build a relationship with someone, and it takes time to get to know people and like to find your place in a community. Like, I went to mass this morning at the church I've been going to, and like it was so sweet to be able to say hi to people and like recognize people, but like it's taken months to get there, you know? And so it's been a really good reminder to me that like as much as I like things to go fast and like I want what I want now, like all of those things take time. And it's been a really good reminder to me of like God's like good gifts take time, and his time is always different than ours. And so I'm really excited to kind of just like let him keep working, you know, being back here for this new year and to work through having
Yay.
fun.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so fun. It's and Providence is going to be fun too. And it's just going to be a delight. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited, especially. I can't believe like, yeah, we'll definitely do a mid-year review, I think, again this year because I love doing that. Hopefully
Yeah,
it'll
I
be
do
in
too.
person.
Yes, we have to make more plans. Like we both got to travel so much this last year. I hope that we get to do that again, some sort of.
I know. We
I
had
think we
some big
should go
plans to
see
go on.
we should go see our friend Harlene together out in
I
Dublin.
do. She just sent me like 16 text messages in the last when your
Oh my
mom walked
gosh,
in.
she
Yeah.
left me on read, so.
Well, that happens to me too. So, Harleen, if you're listening to us, she's asking for recipes for overnight oats.
I asked her because one of my all-time favorite experiences of my life happened in Dublin with Harlene, which is that we went on her Sunday ritual. She does this every Sunday, but it was a new experience for me, going for a sea swim in the Irish Sea. It was freezing cold on a Sunday morning. Beautiful, freezing cold, cold plunge. We stayed in that cold water for 10 minutes and it was
So
in the
proud of you.
40s. But I was so proud of myself too, and it was just so fun. I like want to do that. So I texted her asking, since now I live close to the ocean, I'm like, "Hey, do you think it's like too cold in the Pacific Ocean in the winter to do a
No,
cold
it is
plunge? And
not.
like, do you still do cold plunges in the winter?" I was curious, and I have not received a response.
Yeah, she just got back. I'm sure she yeah, I remember when you were like, I'm not going to do it. And then I was like, you should really do it. And you
It
did,
was
and it was
the
so
best.
good.
It was, and I told everyone about that when I got back, and they were like, "Wow." I just felt like Yeah, it was just so fun. Thank you for pushing me out of my comfort zone. And thank you to Harlene for doing that too.
Yeah.
It was so fun. I
You
would
know
do it
what? It
again.
sounds fun. It does sound fun to me. Sounds like a fun
Yeah.
time. I love that. Yeah. Okay, wait. I actually have one more question.
Oh, okay.
Depending on how when your mom will get back, but I thought about this, but like, are there any practices you're taking on this year to like practice providence? Any things like any like daily things you want to think about or like big actions you have in the works?
That's a good question. I probably need to put a little bit more thought into this. But I did say in my last year's podcast that I wanted to pray the Litany of Trust every day. I did not do that this year. I prayed it sporadically. So I want to be more intentional about praying the Litany of Trust every day. I'm definitely going to do a couple surrender novenas throughout the year because it's my favorite novena, really. Like, I
Me
just
too.
love it so much. I know we're not supposed to talk about this, but we're doing Fiat 90 right now, Jane and I, again. And as part of that, I always get so into Hallow because I need tools to keep me accountable to daily rituals and routines. And I have been loving getting back into Hallow. If you're struggling in your prayer life at all, I feel like we should get Hallow to sponsor this podcast. Why are they not? Come
I was
on.
actually thinking about that like in the first 10 minutes of this podcast was like, I think if I'm getting to 100 episodes, it's time to like think about sponsors. It just feels
Yeah,
like
I've
work,
talked to we probably know somebody at Hallow who can make that happen.
Oh, for sure.
So yeah,
Hello,
I
if you're
love the
listening,
yes,
I
hello.
need a new microphone.
Yeah, you don't. You sound great. But
Okay.
yeah, I love like Jonathan Roumie's. He leads he's one of the options at least to lead the Surrender Novena on there, and I love doing it with him. I like say that like we're doing
You
it together.
are. You're friends.
So, Surrender Novena, Litany of Trust. I'm probably going to revisit some of the same literature that I did last year, especially I'm going to reread Abandonment to Divine Providence again.
So good.
But I'm also just open to other than those three things, I would say I'm just open to whatever new things. God really provided the tools this last year. I think he's going to do the same this year. So, nothing really super concrete other than that. But what I'm really curious to know what your answer is for that question about fun.
Well, first, I have been praying three Hail Marys every day for Divine Providence,
Yes, love that. I've
for
been doing that as well,
a
actually.
while.
Yeah.
It is so good. It is so good because it is a catch-all. It's like, Mary, you know all the things I need. And I like after Mass, I'll usually say like my Saint Michael, a Memorare, and then my three Hail Marys for Divine Providence. And that's I mean, I have seen it move mountains. Same with Surrender Novena, always moves mountains. I think a couple things for the fun. One, I think that I really want to just ask myself, like, how can I make this more fun? Like, if something is getting difficult or stressful or like annoying, like, for example, I'm moving next weekend. So it's like, how can I make this more fun? Oh, like, I can do it with friends and like, I can, you know, or like, I'm furnishing my apartment. How can I make this more fun? I can do it with friends and bring people into it. And like, you know, I'm training for a half marathon and a marathon this year. LOL. How can I make this more fun? It also involves friends. You can tell I'm an extrovert and I like to spend time with people. Some of my versions of fun involve people. But that's a big thing is like, how can I just make this more fun? And then another thing is I went to a retreat, and at the retreat, the priest was reading from Saint Benedict, Saint Benedict, Pope Benedict, the 16th, probably a saint eventually soon. He wrote this whole thing on the Mass and the Mass as play and the Mass as the highest form of leisure. And so he wrote this incredible document that's just like when you come to Mass, it's like it should be super fun. Like it's fun because it's leisure and you're receiving. And so I just like I'd love to in my daily Masses and my like Sunday Masses just like get to a place of like how is this? Like am I appreciating the fun that this is? 'Cause this is fun. I kind of started like keeping a list of like one fun thing I did every day, like a fun thing that I didn't plan on doing. Like I like was skiing last week. I played pickleball. I don't know, but it's kind of getting contrived and I don't really like it. So I'm probably going to quit that. I think I made it until yesterday. Let me tell you what I put on it so far. So, like the fun things I did, I played pickleball with my brother and his girlfriend. I built a snowman with my brothers and my dog.
Do you
I
want
learned
to
how to
build a
send,
snowman?
yeah, truly. I learned how to send iMessage stickers, as you know.
Oh,
I
you
just
taught
blew
me
up.
too.
I taught everyone how to do this. I'm having way too much fun with it. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know if I need to keep track of it. Like, is it going to be fun to look back? It kind of just was. So maybe I should keep, I don't know. That's up in
I
the
know
air.
of someone who I love this idea for you. It's kind of, well, I know of someone who started this intentional practice of every single time she realized she was happy, like having a happy moment, she took a photo, even if it was like her sitting doing nothing. Like if she was eating her breakfast, she would like take a picture of the breakfast because, and then she like would look back through her camera roll and be like, oh my gosh, that was like a moment that I was happy, you know? So maybe you could do something similar. If you like taking photos and stuff, if you just want to pull your phone out and take a snapshot of what you're doing when you have fun.
I actually like that. Maybe I do that because that feels, but I'm so bad about taking pictures, especially
So
since I'm
something
failed
that I
off of the
decided that I'm
social
going to do
media.
this year, because I also hate, I never, I am off of social media, so I don't remember to take photos ever. I'm going to give this a trial run when I'm visiting you in DC.
Okay.
I have been playing with the idea of getting a film camera.
You have to. Everybody's been getting them. It's super hot right now.
Oh, okay. I'm so
Yeah.
trendy. Well, I'm gonna experiment with it before investing in one. I'm gonna experiment by getting a disposable and bringing it to DC and seeing if I like remember to take photos. I like the fact that you can only take one. Like
Love that.
you know, there's
Yes.
a
And they turn
limit.
out so pretty. One of my good friends here takes film photos at everything we go to, and like they're so pretty.
And I also think it would be so fun to like get all the film developed at the end of the year and like make a little album. Like I just think that's so cute. I don't know. And will I do it? I don't know. We're gonna try it out with a disposable. I'm gonna be listening to this at the end of the year, being like, "Tch, you did not do that, chick."
No, I think it's a really good idea, and I think there's something really nice about taking photos. And like, I love my friends who are the ones who always make us take photos because I'm just like, oh, I love having this.
Yeah. So
And that's fun
good.
too. Okay, wait, what great ideas? Yes, so we will be back in July. Erica will probably be on again before that, but we'll be back in July to update you on fun and Providence 2.0. But we'd love to hear what words you pick. I love it. I made my family on New Year's go in a circle, and it was like my whole family, one of my brother's girlfriends, two kids who just happened to be at our house that night. And I just made everybody share their word of the year. And they groaned, but we got some good words. One of the kids, his word was smile. My brother was
What?
intentional. My
Oh,
brother's girlfriend was consistent.
love
Like they were good
it.
words. They were
These are
really
all
good
good.
words.
Okay, we got to
Yeah.
get my mom in here. I have to ask her what hers
Okay.
is. Hey, Dina.
Mrs. Newcomb, please come here.
Come and share your word of the year with us. Just on the
Well, why don't
fly,
you just
if you
pick
had
it
to pick
with
one.
us?
Yeah, here, take this in your ear.
Did you have a word of the year last year?
No, I
I can't see
didn't.
your head is totally cut off. I'm so sorry.
I did not. I did not have a word of the year last year, and now you guys are totally putting me on the spot.
Well, if you just like the first thing that come, this isn't, you know, set in stone. You're not putting it on your gravestone or anything. Like, what's You
your,
are putting it on this podcast,
you are putting on the pot, but you can
though.
change it. Nobody who
You
listens
can
will
change
know
it.
if you change it.
Does she know what yours is? Like, do you
Can I have
have you
one
heard?
minute to think about it?
Yes,
Of
you can have a minute.
course.
Well, we can tell
Do
you
you know
our
what mine
words from the
is?
past.
Yeah, we can tell you our words from the past.
Know yours is Providence this year.
Yeah.
And that's why once I get a word in my head, it's really hard to.
Jane's is fun, and she
Mine's
was just saying
fun.
some of her family members, like she was just saying some of her family members picked like intentional, consistent,
My past words were courage and peace, abundance, lightheartedness.
trust.
What would be a word for like letting go?
Oh,
Oh,
surrender, release.
surrender. Surrender works. Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's a good word.
And is there a reason that you feel comfortable sharing, or like high level reason? Why do you choose that word? I need to relinquish power. I need to know, you know, give it to the source of all power, to God. And it's something I need to work on. So surrender.
Has
Surrender. Well, I
Erica
have a
ever
good
given you
novena
the
for
novena?
you.
Have you seen the novena?
I'm trying to get my mom on the, I guess, one of
I
my
have a
friends reached
printed
out to me.
copy. I'll give you an extra. I have an extra printed copy. I'll give it to you and you can take
Amazing.
it home
Thank you.
when you come visit.
Speaking, you know how I just talked about Hallow?
Yes.
My friend reached out to me yesterday and said that they have family plans now. So we're trying to get
Oh.
like people to do a family plan, and I think Dina is gonna be on it with me. So there's a surrender novena on the Hallow app that is really
I
beautiful that
love
I was just
it. Life-changing.
It's so weird to be talking to Erica with her holding a microphone.
This isn't how she talks to you all the time.
Yeah, I don't always just bring a microphone where I go.
She looks official.
Thank
Okay,
you.
well, I will
That
let
was
you all
Dina,
go.
everyone.
Thank you, Dina. Come back anytime. I will let you hang up your curtains. Thank you for your time. What just happened?
I hope you couldn't hear what she said.
Okay. Yes, thank you for your time. Please thank your mom. And I'm really excited. 2024, here we go.
Yay! Happy 2024, everyone.
Here we go. Rolling in. I feel like it's going to be a good year. I really do. I have like good feelings about this year.
It's going to be fun.
All right. I love you a lot. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Sunday Monday Show. If you liked it, if you enjoyed it, if you learned something, we would be so appreciative if you shared it with a friend. Shoot it in a text, post it on social media, whatever you want to do. Sharing these episodes helps more people find them. And while you're doing that, if you could rate and review these episodes, that would also be so appreciated. If you're looking for more, you can follow us on Instagram at @thesundaymonday_ or visit us online at www.thesundaymonday.co, where we have tons of articles and free resources designed to help you be bold in your faith, work, and life. Until next time, thanks so much for being here.